Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Sharing with you our ancestors' traditional knowledge of medicinal plants, we give thanks to our ancestors and our elders for the gifts that we are given, and with many thanks and our respect to Mother Earth, who continues to enrich our lives with vital medicines, plants, food, and water that are much needed by our bodies. We are starting our topic off today with our plants and the significance of our plants in our Native American culture, what we use them for, why we use them, and what plants we use in our ceremonies. Let's start off with tobacco. Sima is one of the four sacred plants, and it represents the east direction as well as the mind. Our Anishinaabe use this tobacco known as kinnikinick, as well as the red willow, because it opens the creator's door, basically, and lets us be one. When the tobacco is used to make smoke, it's one of the most sacred plants for our people. And our elders will say that the tobacco is used to connect the worlds. And the plant's roots go so far into the earth, and the smoke rises so high above the ground into the sky, and it connects our worlds. Highly respected, highly honored. We give tobacco as a gift. We give it tobacco as a gift to others. We give it to the Creator. We give it as thanks when we harvest. There are four different tobacco uses. Prayer, when we put our sacred tobacco in our sacred pipes, using the tobacco as a communicator to the sky world. The smoke is not inhaled. It comes from the pipe and it rises, taking the prayers up to the Creator and all our relatives who have gone before. When we're finished with our prayer, we sprinkle a little of the tobacco on the drum. And this is a way of giving back and saying thank you to the Creator for everything that was given to us. Tobacco is used on a daily basis, greeted with prayers and thankfulness. And many elders hold it in with your prayers and thankful. And you hold it with your left hand, as this is the hand that is closer to your heart. Offerings, we offer tobacco. We offer tobacco for prayers and safety, to keep us safe in this physical world. We use tobacco for purification, acting as a medium for communication. We place the tobacco on the ground in a nice, clean area. We come to our Creator. We want to speak with our Creator, and we make an offering with our tobacco. We can offer it to the fire or offer it back to Mother Nature. Living life in a very sacred manner. And when taking something from Earth, we always give our thanks and explain to the spirit of the plant while we're taking it. And we offer tobacco in return for the generosity and the help and the healing that we find from these plants. A clear mind. Respect. We give respect to our tobacco. Respecting our tobacco and using it for our prayers and gratitude to thank the Creator of Mother Earth for our blessings and our good health, for our fishing and our vegetables, our crops that we grow, our corn, when we harvest our plants for medicinal properties. By honoring all our relations, we demonstrate that we have not forgotten our place in the web of life. Tobacco is given when you ask somebody to do a ceremony for you, name giving, drumming, or singing, to do a smudging ceremony, a sweat lodge, a sacred pipe ceremony, any ceremony. We offer tobacco when we ask. And this is going to signify that we are one in our heart and our mind and our spirit. Cedar. Cedar represents our south, our southern direction, and our soul. We take the leaves from the stems and separate into tiny pieces. And what our traditional way is that one small leaf can purify We don't need a lot. It's very powerful. Cleansing the area in which it's burned. Cleansing our bodies. Cleansing our houses. Our cars. Our tents at powwows. Cedar is burnt while praying. In meditation. Also, before moving into your house, you can bless it. Cedar is offered to the fire. For people to smudge in the lodge. Also to ward off sicknesses. Very good for rheumatism. A herbal steam with twigs was made. Working as a purifier. In a way to attract great, healthy energy in our direction. Some of our elders say to put some in our shoes. And only goodness will come our way. Many traditional women keep cedar in their left pocket. And when you smell the smell of cedar, you'll have courage and stamina to survive what you're going through. It is our sacred cedar tree. Sage was burned as a purifier. It represents our western direction. Used by our ancestors for prayers to signal the creator of one's need for help. Smudging is a way of using the smoke from the burning herb to cleanse a body, an object, or given an area of negative influences to cleanse. Also used for medicinal purposes and religious ceremonies to drive out evil spirits, negative thoughts and feelings, to keep negative entities away. The root of sage is used for anticonvulsive, for wounds, to help with bleeding, as well as a stimulant. You can also use it as a poultice for wounds that have a hard time healing. Sweetgrass. Sweetgrass is used to cleanse the mind, the body, and the spirit. Considered sacred because of its symbolic purification, representing the north direction and the body. The elders say that it's pleasing to the creators, the natural herbs, and will encourage them to hear the ceremony. Considered not welcomed by evil beings and thwarts off their powers. Sweetgrass is usually braided, and each of the three sections that go into the braid have a specific meaning, being mind, body, and spirit. The Anishinaabe people live a life that is very sacred. And when taking something from the earth, we always give back. The men's grass dance outfits are symbolic of the sacred plant. A braid of sweetgrass was traditionally tied to the dancer's belt. And the beautiful fringes and the yarn that we see symbolizes sweetgrass swaying in the wind. Sweetgrass also makes coiled baskets called unity baskets. Our ancestors used to keep very small ones and keep the children's navel cords. And sweetgrass is a very powerful herb. Now that is our traditional plants with our significance in our culture. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant, for providing local programming. We say miigwech, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Keep a wobbinin'.